As we just mentioned, President Obama decided to cut short his India trip to make a stop in Saudi Arabia after the death last week of King Abdullah. The U.S.-Saudi relationship is a key part of U.S. policy in the Middle East, and thousands of Saudi students study in the U.S. each year. I spoke with two of them earlier today. Hassan Zakari is a Saudi-American student at Marymount University in Virginia. Saudi King Salman is going to presumably carry on the path set by the late King Abdullah. How's this affecting you?
Well, honestly, we're looking forward to the new king, King Salman. And, you know, he himself has a Twitter page. He prays and tells his nation that, you know, hopefully that I will be able to, you know, advance my country and my people. So we look forward to it.
Saudi Arabia has one of the worst human rights records in the world. What's been discussed among young Saudis in the United States about what King Salman might be able to do to change things?
You know, obviously we have, you know, a bad representation towards the, you know, the world and overall about how the strictness of Saudi Arabia. However, there are a lot of things that have been developing, you know, little by little. What people need to understand is religion is the rule of the law. So something will take a little bit longer to change. However, last time I visited, which is during winter break, there have been a lot of improvements. Women now, because of King Abdullah, are able to vote and run for political office in the Saudi Congress. So we are advancing in that field.
You know, so many Saudis seem comfortable saying that change in Saudi Arabia comes slowly. Yeah. Doesn't anyone there want change to come quickly?
Of course, there are going to be those who are going to be wanting to be changed to be quickly, especially those who, you know, live outside and then come back and be like, you know, why can't we do this? Why can't we do this? Which is, you know, it's understandable. However, us being religious and, you know, true to Islam gives us the patience. As long as we're seeing the development coming slowly, then we're comfortable with that. We know we don't see much of a trouble because it's coming sooner or later.
Hassan Zakari at Marymount University in Virginia. Thanks for speaking with me.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for having me.
Let me turn now to another student, Kaloub Mashref. She's also a student from Saudi Arabia at Marymount. She studies biology. What did you appreciate about King Abdullah, besides the fact that he funded a program for students to study abroad? I'm sure you benefited some from that.
For me, besides the getting here on a scholarship and like continuing my education here, he really appreciate the woman role in Saudi Arabia, that he opened a new first only women university. It's called the University of Princess Noura. Girls like me who didn't get the chance to go to any university, they have the chance to go there.
Yeah, so you can go now to an all-women's university in Saudi Arabia, but you still can't drive.
Well, drive is not an issue. Like, we own our own drivers back home. Like, we give them money. It's like a good paying job. It's not really a big deal. Like, we can go with a driver anywhere we want.
Does it not bother you that Saudi Arabia says women can't drive?
It doesn't bother me a lot. No, it's not. It doesn't bother me at all.
Doesn't bother you at all, or doesn't bother you a lot?
I'm sorry. It doesn't bother me at all, because, like, I don't drive. I'm a 24-year-old girl that cannot drive, and I'm going to learn how to drive because I'm going to go to medical school and it requires me to have a car to just get me from point A to point B. That's it. But back in Saudi Arabia, there is like a designated driver that we pay monthly. So there is no need for us to drive there.
I mean, a lot of people look at the law that prohibits women from driving in Saudi Arabia as kind of fitting into a lot of other deplorable human rights things on Saudi Arabia's books. You don't see it that way?
No, not really. Because in my perspective, if women gonna drive in Saudi Arabia, it's gonna be one big disaster.
So what would you like to see the new king, King Salman, do that would make your life, your future life as a doctor in Saudi Arabia easier?
I'm hoping that he will continue what King Abdullah started, allow some rules and some new technology into Saudi Arabia to improve our skills and hopefully develop Saudi Arabia.
Kaloub Mashref, a biology major at Marymount University in Virginia. Good luck with your driving lessons.
Thank you.